period of time, or some kind of action in between eating of basa and eating of cholov. Today, we'll talk about the reverse, the other side of the coin. We'll shed some light on what we talked about yesterday as well. But the issue here is achilas basar achar yamina. You had a milchig meal, now you want to have fleishes afterwards. And the Gemara says, the first of the source of the Gemara, and Kuf Hayamadal, it's all the same subject that we started with yesterday. The Omar of Chista, achal basar, also lechal gmina, gmina mutal lechal basar. Chista says, if you ate meat, you're not allowed to have cheese afterwards. If you ate cheese, it's mutter to have meat afterwards. Ela kama yishabin gmina basar, how long do you have to wait in between the You don't have to wait at all. And the question now is, why, just to understand, first a few sources, why should there be such a distinction? Why don't we make a difference between waiting one to the other? Or it's the same issue. Basa v'cholov is the same issue. It's meat and milk, meat and milk for meat. It doesn't make a difference. So why should you have this slip? You don't have to wait after eating dairy before eating meat, but you have to wait after flesh and eating milk. So Rashi, we saw Rashi yesterday, if they want to also lechol gmina on that same topic, Rashi said, also lechol gmina mishum de basar motzei shumo. We mentioned yesterday, according to Rashi, basar has this quality that it gives off or exudes some sort of liquid or grease, a fatty type of material, so that sticks to your palate, it stays in your mouth. And that's our concern, because since meat has this quality, so then we're perhaps concerned that even after there's no more actual piece of meat, you swallowed the piece of meat already. Now you're going to eat some cheese and have some milk eggs, so it's going to be mixed in with this flavor, with this lingering stuff that's attached to the residue that's in the palate of your mouth, or the roof of your mouth, and so on. And it put on the Makaris, but according to the Rambam, said the concern is basar bein ashinayim, so it also perhaps does apply to cheese, we'll come back to this later, because it's only a chumra that we learned out. The Torah says, a basar then bein ashinayim, right, that pasuk by the Akivas Atava. So that's called, it's still called basar, even though it's bein ashinayim. I think, anyone here in dental school, or dentistry, what's stuck in your teeth, they're called plaque. That's called plaque. Because once something's in your teeth, it loses the chalos shem of whatever the food it was. Now it becomes called plaque. Right? I think that's what I mean by plaque. So, lemaisa, if a person ate meat and now you have meat in your teeth, that's not really meat anymore. It's called plaque. It's part of your teeth. But the Torah has a chiddush, habasar denim ein shineim. Right. Well, that's not necessarily the case by cheese. We don't have such a ribuy, so to speak. We don't have such a limud in the pasuk. So therefore, that's the difference between if you have fleishes first and milk first. And Balamor spells this out. A third of the source of Balamor here, Kulam Lam Zayim, and I'll do my Asra Yitzchak, where the Mashiach Shil, he says, Behechol Dachol Gvina Mekami Basar, Behemah Mechaya Tzorm, Kilz Adayim. He says, if you had Gvina first and then 4 weeks, and then Kilz Adayim, okay, which we'll get back to, Hu Dachol Balayla, that's if you had at night, and you afraid the stuff stuck in your hand, then we'll get back to that. Abu kinuach hapeh lo tzarech, but washing out your mouth, what do we have to do? Why? Why don't you have to clean out your mouth? Why don't we have the same concern as my mother? Remember, the Balaam was among those Ashkenazic Rishon, we learned about yesterday, who said that even after basar, before cheese, you don't have to wait for like 6 hours or anything like that. You have to just wash it out, but you have to wash out your mouth. You have to wash, floss, and whatever. That's the Balaam or Lashitoso, again, like those Ashkenazic Rishon we saw yesterday. But the other way around, it doesn't require kinuach hapeh, washing out your mouth. Why? It's the Balamor says, the second line there, levishak vina misakelas mehera, v'achar shenichnas l'toch hapeh v'ein lochosh lo. Because vina, you digest it quickly. It doesn't have these special properties of meat. He's not talking about so much the stuff sticking to the palate of the mouth, but in general, cheese is much more quickly digestible. V'ein lochosh lo mashen, okay, basar. Not true by basar. I mean, there we mentioned before. So it's the same thing. He says at the end, okay, as soon as you eat it, already it digests, already disappears, and there's no lingering flavor, it doesn't take time to digest. So that's what Balamor clarifies, is a distinction between basar and chalav, why we can talk about requiring either, according to some Rishonim, some sort of maisa, washing out, rinsing, flossing, and so on, between basar and chalav, and not the other way around, and others, why we talk about waiting X amount of time, assume 6 hours, because well, yesterday how we defined the 6 hours, was the shir posted over here? Oh, this year. Yesterday, yeah. Okay, so shir was posted, somebody was asking. I had the bechini yesterday, so I'll listen, it's posted. But anyway, so the din is that by basar, you have this concern. I thought they don't have this concern. You have to wait 6 hours. So that's a distinction. The Gemara has, I should say, Kuv Dalav Beis here in source number four. The Gemara Kuv Dalav Beis tells the following, makes the following point. This is relevant, of course, to this discussion. The Gemara says, Tana Igra, or Agra, Chamua de Rav Abba. Agra, the father-in-law of Rav Abba, taught the following. Of Ugrina Nechalim Ba'afikorim. Oaf and grina, poultry, fowl, chicken, and cheese, nechoen b'afikorin. Not afikores, but afikorin, which is probably rooted in the same word. Afikorin meaning, derech rashi, derech hefter. In other words, loosely, without being nervous about mixing, and so you can eat them together. Oaf and grina. Afikorin means, Rashi says, derech hefter, she'en on nizar b'ayin. Right, don't have to be concerned. Hefter, don't have to watch out, loosely. Okay? And that's mutter, he says. And he explains why. We're talking about Walmart, he explains why. Meaning, what does it mean about the current? Okay? Not together, not mamish together, but below, who pirsha b'sorar shalom d'matik, but what does it mean? He says, below n'til shadayim, below kinu chapet. It means you don't have to wash your hands and rinse out your mouth in between. Rashi explains below kinu chapet, she ochal zeh, he keshe ochal zeh, any tarp with the devil of kanef, Aval, however, sar behema, but by regular meat, animal meat, red meat, boy, kinuka, kamasha, nipa, kum, and arisham, and a chok fire. There's nothing to say, we're innards and so on. Okay. But that's the ruling of Agra Chameda of Aval. Now they want to tell the story. Ritzok Vorei Rav Misharsha Iklavei Rav Ashi. Ritzok Vorei Rav Misharsha once came to the house of Rav Ashi. Aisu lei grina. He brought grina. Ochal, and he ate it. Then Aisu lo bisra ochal. And then they brought him meat, and he ate that too, below Masha Yodeh, he didn't wash his hands in between. Omar Lai, they asked him, Mahatani Agra Chamudur Abba, Ofu Gwina Nachamim Korn, Ofu Gwina In, Basa Gwina Lo. Why was he makel regarding meat? And he had cheese, then he had meat. The heter was only cheese and then chicken. And then Of. Why was he makel, not even to wash his hands between Basar and having had Basar and Gwina? He says, Amalu Hani Milu Leila, Limama Hachazina. The concern of washing your hands is only at night because you can't see what's on your hands. They don't have electricity like we have today, a little bit of candlelight. It's very possible if you're eating a piece of cheese, so a piece of something gets stuck on your hand, you don't even realize it. And then you'll have a piece of meat, you'll stick the finger in your mouth, you know, and you'll end up eating it, right? At night, you can't see it. During the day, he said it's not a problem. During the day, he said it isn't a problem. That's the Gemara which the Baal Hor is referring to. Again, just explain the difference between Basar and Grina, the Rashi Bo. The Torah Sabayis by Sneh Shadal again, source number 6. The Lechol Gnachar Bosa Behemel Gresin, Fergal Bosa, he tells the story of Yitzhak Rokhavash, and Shashim is on. So at the very end, he says, Yesh Mishapir Shav Yitzhak, Kinua Chapelo of it, the Luchula Halmud Vina Vachar Bosa, Vachar Kha Bosa, Ain Tzor Kinua Chapel. He says the same thing, he didn't do Kinua Chapel. Why? It's the Rashbo explains, the Vina Rakahi, because Vina is soft, meat is tough, meat is hard, you gotta chew harder, you gotta bite it harder. Okay, but cheese is soft. Green a rakai. When we say kela simiyad, and it digests quickly. We saw chapeh, the lachus chapeh, with the liquid and the saliva. You know, when you eat something, saliva goes to work in your mouth and breaks them down and so on. Avo shal yadayim, but that was on your hands. The vaka simiyadayim, that's true by cheese too. Now, the Rashbo is explaining the chilik between what's in your mouth and what's on your hands. Why we're concerned that it's not on your hands, because it's true that cheese is soft and digests quickly and so on in your mouth, so it doesn't have those properties of basar. But the Gemara says the concern is on your hands. You could have a piece of cheese on your hands and not realize it, or you know, some residue not recognize it, so you're dying. The fact is, if you're dying, it does stick to your hands, and those people also stick to your hands. Speaking of the lila, the chazila tarpa, the stava, the chazila tarpa, the daytime, you can see if you don't eat. Okay. Now, there's a lot of discussion, so this is a practical question, eating meat after cheese, or chicken after cheese. So a lot of discussion that was shown in the post, can we go through this kind of quickly, if we can. Okay, the Rush here, our question of hay, the Rush is a discussion, what is meant by kinuach and adocha, because we have these two expressions, kinuach and adocha. I think I explained yesterday, you know that kinuach is with something solid, and adocha is with liquid, right? Adocha is washing. So kinuach is wiping or cleaning with some kind of a solid agent, and adach is liquid. So the Rosh writes, parakesim hay, over here, the Rosh writes, lefichach, he holds, hilchach, tzorach over the tervayu, boy, you need two things. Kinuach, adach has hapeh, b'mayim bein milavos. Between cheese and meat, you need two things. You need both kinuach and adach has hapeh. Levar, b'mkilos yadayim, the boy of the life, aside from washing your hands. He says, forget the hands are on, in your mouth. Your hands are sure you have to wash. But that, he said, at least during the daytime. Not during the night, but during the day. Okay? But he says, you need in the mouth both kinua, cleansing it out somehow, or clearing out the residue with some sort of a liquid, solid substance, kinua, and some sort of adoka. That's what the Rosh says. On the side of the page, that goes on the screen, right, you shorep pas b'yayin, over my opal shopping. You can kill two birds with one stone. If you soak piece of challah, something like that, in wine or water, so it has in it now both solid, a little bit solid, not soaked till it's totally mushy, but still, you know, it's still solid, but it's got liquid in it. She said, that's okay. Shafim mahani, but you know, oh, well, shum dover, shemim, makim over, show some of an achaka, or of course, you can look and adopa afterwards. Okay? The Ran has a problem with all this, because everyone's talking about these requirements, even the Rosh and Lashon, is you have two things, and it ends up, the three things, right? You need kinuach, wiping out with something solid, adocha, wiping your mouth with something liquid, and the tilos yadayim. So the Ran says, the way I did, that comes out to three. So the Ran here, the Daf and Zion conveys, says the following. When the poskim speak about adocha, that is the tilos yadayim. You don't need both things in your mouth. He says, madiach is the tilos yadayim. Okay, that's what the Ran believes. Otherwise, you just, you know, doesn't fit into the words. I give our mask here in Iran, and Lama Zayim Rebeis and Pei Griffith, Pei Shammai Omer. It says, Ve'eno Nira, the Inkem Ki Amrinam Kinua Chapeh, the Tilos Adayim, Ha'ad Lomemer Kinua Chapeh, Ve'adach Ha'sapeh, Un Tilos Adayim. Ve'ichach Nira, the Madia Ha'ad Tilos Adayim. When it speaks about Rashi, and the Gemara speaks about Hadokha, Madia, that's the Tilos Adayim. Okay? And then the question, so in other words, the Kinua is washing out the, is because the kinuah hechsher up there, cleaning out the mouth, that's some solid item. You don't then also have to rinse the mouth. And adoch is until it's a dime. The Rambam, Perek, Tez Halacha Chavro. Okay, so the Rambam, a couple of interesting observations that the Radbaz makes on this Rambam. The Rambam, Perek, Tez, Halacha Chavro. Come back to some of the sources at the end of the Shemit Hashem. The Rambam right now writes, mi shachol gvina, ochol apchila muto lechol achor basar miyad. Rambam is the more of the shmites of the 6 hours, but he says that's only from basar to cholov. But the reverse, mi shachol gvina ochol apchila, and cheese or milk first, muto lechol achor basar miyad. V'tzarek shiyadiach yodav, v'yekaneach piv bein hagvina bein habasar. But you have to wash your hands and cleanse out your mouth, clean your mouth. Seems that that's how the Rabbaz points out that the Rambam is like the Ran. He doesn't require in the mouth both some sort of solid substance, kinua, and hadok in the mouth. He just says, yikaneach piv, okay, tzarach yadiach yadav, wash your hands, and yikaneach piv. So he holds the Ran like the Ran, that's what the Rabbaz points out. Okay? Vomei yikaneach piv, what do you cleanse out your mouth? Pas, some type of bread, or peiro shalo asan, fruit, stuff that pulls it off of the mouth. Ubolon opolva. He says, the Rambam says, you can either swallow that item that you knew of, keep using for quinoa, hapeh. You can either swallow it, or you just spit it out. You're not really eating it for food. Recall makanchas hapeh, chutz mitmar, or kemach, or yorku, shayin, elam, makanchas hapeh. Certain types of fruits, dates, certain types of things, flour doesn't clean out your mouth. Has to be the type that will clean out your mouth. One second more. Then, chavzayim, but b'med, ramamurim, sar behem ochayim. When is this true? When you want to eat after the cheese, red meat, or the bang or chayim. Abu ochel psar ov, achash ochel grino acholo. If you want to eat psar ov, then eno psar ochelo, kino chapel alone until sedayim. Then you don't need either. So the Rabbaz points out also that whereas the Rambam is machmir psar chayim, it's interesting, he distinguishes between psar chayim and psar ov. As we'll come back to this point, but lest you think that maybe, well, he's making psar ov because only drabonon. The Rambam says here by psar ov, it's not a problem. You don't need to turn him into kinuach hadokh. So I might have said, yeah, because Psar is only Drabanan, so more lenient. But second, Sakai is also only Drabanan. But Vaz says, yeah, the Rambam says because probably because the Matthias issue, right? Now, this Psar Chaya has some of those properties. First of all, Psar Chaya is probably closer to Psar Oaf, it's closer to Psar Behema. It's more similar, so it can lead to confusion. Me. But even without that, the Radvaz says, it's stickier, it's greasier, fattier, and so on and so forth. So that's what the Radvaz says. We'll come back to that. Yeah. One more question. Yeah.
The Rambam is a lotion of Kinoach
and Kesadayim, but isn't the Rambam a lotion of Hadokha? No, the Rambam says you need both Kinoach HaPeh and let's do it again. The Rambam says you need Torah Shiadiach Yodov and Yikaniach Pi.
Right, and didn't the
Rambam
use
the lotion
of Hadiyah?
I'm
just asking.
No, I think so. Did he? No. Look. I think so. He said that the Hadacha is a Kusadai.
Okay. But you still need
to know. Yes. You need two things. The Rambam's lotion is Vihnu de Madiyah, Hainu de Kusadai. Madiyah equals the Kusadai, as we said. Can I borrow 2 or 3 seconds? All right. So let's take a look now. In terms of Psak Halacha, again, this is relevant to sometimes, I guess. Tour. There's some great tests. Tour writes as follows. Okay. Ochal Gvina, Mutalachal Achar Bosom Yad. Uvivad, she yayin yodav yofesh, oh yede shum dovar me gvina didvaka. Only look at your hands and make sure to pack your hands are clean. Therefore, if it's night, Jenny Yachal, I know some, can't check so easily, ain't they properly, it's a tzark or awesome, after what? We all ain't tzark. But I've made a parrot's cuss out, because I've made a parrot, it's common to have made a parrot, one of the baleatosis, we have toses of a parrot, I've quite a lot of things. We've also, there were standard editions of the smack, Seder Mitzvah's cotton, we have on the footnote to ours from within a parrot. So that's where this comes from. The Yeshua, I've been a parrot, because of Yeshua Raktum Afayom. Even during the day, you better wash your hands. The Bisha Pomish, I've been a Shmena, but he's back to Lach Lukas Yadayim, the Lava Adayim. Because even during the day, we're dealing with grease. Even during the day, you don't always notice it. Right? It's not like you have a piece that you can see with your eyes. Sometimes, even the sticky stuff, you know, residue, even during the day. So that's the Ben Aparat of Machu, you should always wash your hands even during the day. Torah Lechaneh, Lechaneh, Pivu, Ula Adicho. He says you have to clean out your mouth and rinse out your mouth. Not like the cool of the Ram, not like the Ram. But Kinuach Ushilosh Pas, he explains what these things are, and so on, certain things okay, certain not okay. And like we quote Agos Ashri, Yeshu didn't know the Lishros Pas beyond a mind, do it like that. Okay? And then he quotes the Rambam, because the Rambam Medra Mawur, Melochim Sar Behem, Chayakim Wim, Melochim Akram Sar Oaf, Ain Atar Lokim, Melochim, Melochim. Okay? And, Rabbi Natan calls him Hashem Alchem Dolo Shemuto Lecho Bosar Achim Gvirim Yad Lo Kino Ach Badal. You don't need anything, even regular meat. Because remember, let's go back to discuss yesterday. Remember, according to the according to Rabbi Natan, like the Baha and the other Balaitosis, you can eat, well, you can eat meat after cheese without any Kino Ach Badal at all. The Gam Gvina Achar Bosar Mutur Biyad El Shetor Kino Ach Badal. According to Rabbi Natan, remember, so when the Tom and the Ashkenazi poskim, except for the Rosh, the ones you mentioned yesterday, we said the Rav Yo, the Mordechai, many others, they don't talk about waiting 6 hours, or even 3 hours, even 1 hour. They talk about Kinoach Hadocha in the direction of what? Bosser to Cholo. Right? That's where Kinoach Hadocha is relevant. So, in the other direction, Cholo to Bosser, Kinoach Hadocha at all. It's the other poskim who hold that, no, from Bosser to Cholo, our concern is 6 hours, or whatever, this got into the six, all the different things we discussed yesterday, but Kinoach Hadocha is relevant in this direction. So that's the Rosh before that. That's part of that Machlokes. Okay, but don't have a Rosh Kasav. Benodu Ha'olam Shalol Lechol Gvina Achar Basa Afilu Achar Basar Ofa Ein Lo Shalas Aminim. Our meaning is we don't eat cheese after flesh either. We don't change the minute. So in any event, I'm just saying that that's an offshoot in terms of the what Kinoach Hadocha is an offshoot of Machlokes that we had yesterday. This situation comes up. I have the sheets, the tour. The Torah discusses also the Siman Kuf Ayin Gimel Orachayim, because it's Yis Hapaz with the Sugu. Okay, so there too, the Torah writes to Basar Chagmina Mutar Biyadai De Kinuach Hadachas Pim and Atzil Sadayim. He requires three things. Never mind the round, three things: Kinuach and Hadachas the mouth and Atzil Sadayim. And if it's during the day, he says you don't need it. According to that, we're here. He doesn't talk about the parents. Interesting enough, this is Beis Yosef. This Beis Yosef, I quoted it for later. Beis Yosef there says, even at night, and this is relevant nowadays, even at night, if you can see, because you have a candle, or you have, you know, some other source of light, that's okay too. That's like daytime. Again, we mentioned, I mean, a parrot's not even during the day anyways. But according to those who are not, so Beis Yosef said it's not a function of what time it is, how much light is outside. It's a question of what you can see. So if you're indoors, that would be okay today. If you're indoors and you have light, that's also okay. All right, Lemaisa in the Shulchan Aruch, Mechaba rules, Simpei Tes, Simbeis, Ochol Grina Mutu Lechol Achor Bosom Yad, Uvad Shei Ayin Yodav Shei Shum Dover Megina, Yitbak Bohem, Yuma Belayla Shei Nochol Ayin Asom Heitim Tzorcha Rotsam, Tzorcha Kanei Pivu Adiko, Vakinu Achu Shei Yilos Paz Di Kanei Kofi Yofer, Shechein Bechol Dover Shei Yirtzeh, Kini any type of food that you like, Putz Mikim Kom Etam Yom, Kisim Types of Flour, Dates, Vegetables, Vishem, Vakim Achanichem, Okay, they stick inside the mouth. They aim the country off, they don't cleanse your mouth properly. He says, after that, you do have to rinse your mouth out, the mime or the eye. And then he says, that's how the cover passes. The Shah, despite the fact that the Mechaber was Mechalik between day and night, the Shah is the fun test, brings them in a parrot and says, that's a real matter, even during the day. We follow the Chumash Rabbeinu Peretz. We do it even during the day. Okay, we follow it even during the day. Minig is like a Peretz, even during the day. Okay, it's in Kotan Yud Aleph. The Shach discusses that the order matters. When rinsing out your mouth, the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch is Yitzar to Kaneach Piv Ula Adichot. You know, first clean out your mouth with something solid, then rinse. That's how the Mechaber says. So the Shach and Zekwan Yeralov said the Seder is not lacking. It doesn't matter as long as you get both things. I mention that because the Levush, which you don't have, but I'll read to you, the Levush feels that the order does make a difference. The Levush says, Yesh omim shalo yachlif lahakim ha'adokha kodam ha'kinua. Should not rinse before the kinua. Ki ha'adokha enemol os klum ba'o tam shumun agvina odenem afir. Because washing by itself, when you still have the residue in your mouth, accomplishes nothing. Okay? Shayna dogma tell us Tom Shuman Agrina. The Levush writes. The Levush here in Sif Beis, it's in Pei Tes. The Levush says cleaning out your mouth with water, adokha, that doesn't remove any of the grease or any of the fatty stuff. Lechach, tzorch, lasus, kinuah, tchila. First, you have to chew something first. Lechanacha pemi Tom Shuman Agrina Levatlo. Then, achaka chadiyah, mutter, and so on and so forth. Then, because what does adokha do? That washes off. Whatever little crumbs are left, when you had the stuff in your teeth. Now you eat something, and so this stuff sort of falls out of the teeth. Now you may have still. We've all had little pieces of stuff, you know, teeny tiny pieces of stuff in your mouth. But then the hadafa, you washed out those down. That's the end of the game. Then you take care of the problem. Okay. Bashaloha amalas hadafa kain korma kinuah. The korma kinuah hapirum nisharm bukin beforehand. Before the kinuah, I mean, he's talking, you know, like a dentist, but he's right. But before the kinuach, says the Levush, the crumbs are stuck to the teeth, they're not loose, right? They're stuck to your teeth. Once you do the kinuach, it's something solid, or even brush. Okay, when we brush our teeth, you know, whenever you brush your teeth, no, first brush your teeth, there's particles, and then you rinse your mouth out, right? Yeah. He says the same as Maki, that's what I'm saying, Levush.
I don't touch it, but is the kinuach has to be pyre?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Okay. The Pricharish makes an interesting comment to Kotan Chav. The Pricharish says that what happens, we're all talking about washing hands and feels you're dying and all this thing. The Pricharish actually says in Kotan Chav, here in Simpei Tes, he says, Umiyu ochel b'magrefa ain't tzar katila. If you ate the cheese or the milk is with a fork and you never touched the thing with your hand, so then you don't need to lose a dime. But the ikar is the mouth and the concern is what's on your hand. A piece of cheese, a lot of times people eat, you know, just with your hand. You pick up a piece of cheese. But if the dish you eat was with a fork, so if the Kaddish Paschim is with kulo, you don't have to do anything because you don't need to lose the diet. That's the Kaddish. If you say tshuva, it's the Kaddish Dalit, quotes this idea, and he says, well, you know, this washing your hands is not exactly a major tear. Okay, so if you say tshuva, it's the Kaddish Dalit, right? I'm the head of the Sheikh Kaddish. So let's be honest, you can't wash your hands, it's not such a big deal. You know, unless it is a mikveh, unless you're stuck somewhere, you don't have the water. But if you can wash your hands, he says we don't have to, you know, rely on such a cooler. Also, the Prima Gadim, the Sifsei Das, it's a test, says something else interesting. He says, again, even though, as Shach pointed out, it's a test, if the minig is like our bit of parrots, and even during the day we wash, but the Prima Gadim says that Afal Picha, he's right, he agrees that Shach is right, but he said that there's some kind of a Shasat Chak or something like that, and you know, the water's available, or something like that, then during the day you can be makel, you can see your hands. In other words, it's not that we totally reject that Shiva Chaber doesn't make the chiluk, but the tour quarter of parrots, and the Shach says that we accept that lahalacha, that it's okay, that even during the day you should do the Tulsadayim to get the cheese residue off and so on, even if you can see, maybe there's something you couldn't see, but the Megodim is willing to be makel if there's something else, you know, there's some other pressing circumstance. Another important thing to note is back there in Siman Kuf Ayin Gimel, so just so we're aware, you know, we've heard of Mayim Achronim, we've heard of Mayim Rishonim. Right. Mayim Rishonim has been washing Tilsa Dime before eating. Mayim Achronim is right before benching. But the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch talk about Mayim Emtsoi. Mayim Emtsoi is a situation like we're talking about, right? Where you want to have something like a piece of cheese, after a piece of meat, let's say, after cheese. That's called Mayim Emtsoi. So the Shulchan Aruch rules for 21. It's in the Kufay Gimel Sim Gimel. Kol Adram and Ahogim Achronim and Ahogim Emtsoi. Whatever dinim apply to one, apply to the other. Bein Lahakam and Lahachmir. Okay? One of the things that the Shabur points out at 22, some cotton vav, bein lahakel, she'ein tzarch netila b'kli. This whole thing we're talking about netila sedayim, that's what I'm going to point out to you, the required netila sedayim, it's not netila sedayim, but with all the chumras of netila sedayim, like we wash before, you know, before hamotzi, or we wash netila sedayim in the morning or something like that. This whole discussion we've had about netila sedayim today, between the cheese and the meat, it's not until it's a dime. If you take a coast and pour all those din kol kap, whatever, all the dinim of until it's a dime. It means cleaning your hands. You can wash it also. Right? So that's an important point that Mishabur makes over there. Okay? Because after all, as Mishabur writes, the cotton zion, you know, the main thing is to get your hands, the other than the kias, when he talks about hasachadas and other things, all those things don't apply here, because the whole point is to get the hands clean from the residue of the cheese. So it's not a din until it's a dime. There is a comment from the Shaar HaTzion. I think I didn't make it clear. The source 23 is the Shaar HaTzion Os Yud, not the Sifion. The Shaar HaTzion is Os Yud of Sim Kuf Pei Aleph. I'll read you inside. Valentil Sedayim Shemein Gvina Lebasor Mutter Afinu Leshav Shafom Besoch HaKli. You could even stick your hands in water or something like that, or our equivalent today would be putting it under running water. All that is okay in terms of that. Okay. The Pisrei Tshuva, we mentioned that the Rambam said that when you do the kinuach in the mouth, it's okay to chew it up and then spit it out. You don't have to swallow it. The Pisrei Tshuva, it's a cotton hay over here, so it's 24. And it's a cotton hay, he says in the name of the Pritar. The Pritar is the Arachim Kodesh on Yerodeah. The Pritar writes in Ozayim, that kinuach hu sheyiv ledavka. Okay, it doesn't mean just chew up and spit. Lo shelo is in Polish, rather you should take it, swallow it. And he said, especially because otherwise it's bizir ofen. So that's what Pisca Chuba says over there. Yeah, we've got to quote it as well. Now, two other quick things that is printed from the Rishonim in 26 and 27, just to see this. The Tashbates cotton, that's the Tashbates of Talmud and Rambam Rutenberg. There are two Tashbates among the Rishonim. So if you mix you up, the Sfaradi and Ashkenazi. Okay? Chuba's Tashbates, Shalza Chuba's Tashbates, anyone want to mention his name? Shalza Chuba's Tashbates is Rav Shimshon ben Semach Duran, the Duran family, the Sardi person, Shalza Chuba's Tashbates. And his son, Rashbash, Chuba's Rashbash, that's a Sardi. There's also Shimon ben Sadok, who was a Talmud of Ram Rutenberg. He wrote the Ashkenazi. They're both the Tashbates. You have to figure out who you're talking about. They would come to a steer, maybe a, not a steer, there's two different people. Anyway, the Ashkenazi Tashbates and the Sefer Tashbates Kotten and Simon Shin Nun Vav. He writes down a lot of them in Hagim. He was the one who when Rav Rutenberg, you all know the story of Rav Rutenberg, right? He was kidnapped. I mean, he was arrested. He was arrested. He sat in jail. He didn't let the Jewish people ransom him because they were asking too much money. They wanted to scrap the community. Eventually, he died in prison. They didn't release his body. You don't know the story, right? So, but they let him learn. The charges were all phony charges. They let him learn. So this Talmud of his, the Rashbaz, the Shimon Tzadok, would come to the Shimshon ben Tzadok, Yehuda Shimon ben Tzadok, so Shimshon ben Tzadok would come, the Maharam would learn, he wrote down a lot of his Rebbe's Halachos, Skalachos, anyway, so the Sefer Tashbetz Kotnis in the Shin Bun Vav, he quotes a minute from a Shmuel, Bimbonberg, I don't know what that is, but he says you have to have two, it's not just a piece of bread, he said it's a shir, it's a priso, it's a pruso, you know, he said you have to have, he says, I have to have two slices of bread in between. That's a lot. That's a whole sandwich in between. I don't see that brought in the poskim exactly, but include that. And also in the same place, we had the Aruch Sharmem Oshes. He mentioned the fruits. Okay. There's an interesting point. Yesterday we saw Rashash. Those who are here, I'll refresh your memory. The Mishnah here at the beginning of Kol Abasa, the Rashash notices a discrepancy or something stands out in the Mishnah, a parakuf gimel beis. Says the Mishnah, Kol Abasa, also a vashel b'chalav, right? You're not allowed to cook basar b'chalav, except for dog b'chalav. That's rule one of the Mishnah. Then, we talked about the other day, about putting basar on the table at the same time. What's the lashon? Also a halos im hagvina. You can't put basar and gvina on the table at the same time. Remember, there was yesterday, 2 days ago, right? We had this on Sunday, right? So he suddenly notices the Rashash and the Rakhashuk and others notice that the Mishnah kind of changes. It's talking about basar and challah when it comes to cooking. When it comes to halal al shulchan, putting the table at the same time, suddenly it's talking about challah. So perhaps there's enough gemina halacha, because what if cheese is loose? If the whole concern at the table, having the two items together at the table, is cheese, it crumbles sometimes, especially certain types of cheese, you cut it with a knife, it crumbles all over the place, so you get mixed up with the basa, right? But let's say you have milk in a pitcher or in a container, right? Does the same isser apply? How's it ever going to get mixed up? If you hold what the isser is, that we said is in my focus, Rashi, Iran. You held like Rashi, that we're concerned that it's going to get mixed up before you eat it, maybe there's no concern when it's cholov, okay, as opposed to green, and that's why it changed to green. That was that Rashash. But at the end of that passage, the Rashash and Kul here from the Chidush and Kul Gimel Beis. So Rashash, along those same lines, right, and he says, look at Mr. Fina, he says he's not convinced that it's right, but it is striking that the Mishnah starts talking about cholov and something to my green. So it makes a chilek. So he says at the end, which we didn't discuss the other day, but ultimately the Dafka of Gvina, my skin of Shom, the book, you know, my daughter. Mishum shum mutbak bechanichim abena shinayim. You know, Yotzai de hadacha lechuda. Al becholov sagi behadacha lechuda. He makes another distinction. He says, cheese, okay, can taka get caught, a piece of cheese gets caught in your teeth. So he says, milk, you just have to rinse out your mouth. So he makes that chilach. Milk is liquid. So I drink a glass of milk, a cup of coffee, some of that with milk, and then I want to have basa right away after that, so then you don't need kinoach. Because what kinoach, what got stuck between the teeth? Maybe there's some residue, like liquidy residue, so that's taken care of by the hadaka, by rinsing. So that's an important point from the Rashash. Rav Yosef brings up the halacha, verse 29, Shumis Yaviya Omer Chelek Vav, Chelek Erdeh Simen Zayin, common question, Yishalti Harot Zalecho Boso Achor Shechol Gvina, Haim Alot L'hamtim Bein Taim Kedin Ocho Gvina Achor Boso Alot. Okay, God wants to eat meat after having had cheese. Does he have to wait or not? Does he have to wait at all, and so on? So actually, in Os Alav, he quotes this Rashash. Okay, he quotes this Rashash, and he says it makes sense. He does quote about 5 lines down, Shuvas Divrei Malkiel, Elikaisim Mzayin, and he says that he wants to say Divrei Malkiel was aware of this kulav. I'm going to do this Rashash. He didn't like it. Af Acha Cholav in Kiduah Padapa. He says, you look in the Rambam doesn't make a distinction. Okay, the Rambam, therefore, kinuach ha'adach is a low book you need for everything. That's a Dibur Malkiel. Dibur Malkiel lived in the late 1800s, early 1900s, Dibur Malkiel, Tenenbaum, Robin Lomzer. Very important posting, actually. I once heard Rav Asher Weiss comment that among the Litvisha, we know better the Rosh Yeshiva. You know, Rav Chaim, the Rosh Yeshiva, and no one knows well those who are Shalos Tshuvas. Galatiano world, you know, they know more the people who wrote Chuvas and so on. They're often learning. But anyways, so the Divrei Malkiel was a Litvish, Alamza, it was a Litvish apostle, important apostle. So Rav Adya quotes him, and he says, if you take a look in the Rambam does not make a distinction, right? The Rambam says, starts the siman, starts the halacha, karkef lachach abav, it's mishal grina ol cholav, and so on. The mutal lachol apavos yad, the tzav shevia yodav, and so on. It doesn't seem to make a chilek. But Rav Yosef says, the b'chilas kvodo, the dinam apiel, you look closer, he thinks the Rambam does make a chilek. I'll read you that, I'll read the whole Rambam, listen carefully. Mishachol grina ol cholav tchila mutal lachol apavos yad. V'tzorek sheyadiach yodav, v'yikaneach piv, bein ha-gvina u bein ha-bosar. The Rambam started off, he mentioned both gvina and chalav, when he talks about how, so that, he says, you can eat meat right away if there's no six-hour time period, no six-hour waiting period. But when he talks about hadafa, the Raja Sefer's medayik, v'tzorek sheyadiach yodav, v'yikaneach bein ha-gvina u bein ha-bosar. So says the Raja, maybe the Rashash is right. He can be medayik in the Rambam the other way. I hate the Loshon Rambam writes about you. You'll see the difference because the Rambam starts talking about Grina and Chalav, and then he only talks about Grina. It's an interesting point, okay? And then when he goes back in Chav Zayin, he goes back to talk about Grina. Well, that was my idea. Maybe the Halacha Chav Zayin. He writes, "Veved Ramun Bsar Behem Lachaya." The end of the Rambam, if you want to be dying in the Rambam, is not like Ravadi is saying. Okay, so perhaps the Machlokas would apply to the book. Come on, Ravadi is saying is make one. Okay. One of the things we did not talk about, although we mentioned it yesterday, was the notion of Birchas Hamazon. You need to have. You can't eat the two at the same meal. So good, there's kinuach, there's hadachah, there's tzidayim, all this stuff. But there are hashulchan and Siv Gimel, which I'm not going to read inside of, but Siv Gimel speaks about, what about Birchas HaMazon? So he seems to insist, as others do, that there should be some sort of a formal end. Siluk, hashulchan, the end of the meal. They don't eat the two, even going from chalav to basar. Even going from chalav to basar, it shouldn't be the same meal. Now, I'm going to read to you from the Shalom. This question comes up, I alluded to it yesterday, but now we're on Shavuos. Okay, because on Shavuos there's a minute to eat milchit. Why? Not so clear, but there are many, many different, probably about 15 different reasons why there's a minute to eat milchit on Shavuos. One is because, when Shavuos we'll talk about it. Many different reasons why we have milchit on Shavuos. So, on the other hand, it's Yontif. Okay, it's Yontif. So Yontif is supposed to have Bosa. Right? Simcha Yontif requires inflation. Many assume the milchit. Many assume that the milchik meal on Shavuos is a daytime meal. During the day of Shavuos, eat milchik, as opposed to at night. That's what many assume. I always had flavors of flavors of Shavuos. My house, my kids were little, they would go to shul, you know, have learning. Whatever the kids did, shul on Shavuos night, you know, and they serve ice cream and all the stuff that the kids did. My kids would say, love the flavors. And people looked at them like they had, like, Jewish. They had milchik. We had milk in the morning for the manifestation gift. But anyway, so whatever the minig is, so the Shalom discusses, I'm going to read to the Shalom, he calls Masechah Shavuos, that's a play on word. Not really Masechah Shavuos. Our Masechah Shavuos has nothing to do with Yontov Shavuos. He talks to the Yontov, he talks to the Yontov Shavuos, he calls it Masechah Shavuos. Shavuos with a comma. So the Shalom writes, near mitzvah, Masechah Shavuos, Os Tezayin. Ha'olam no'agim lecho b'chaga Shavuos machalei cholav, Macharkach ochlin basa lekayim v'samachta b'chagecham en tzimcha b'lo basa. Fine. But oz tzorach l'daktik l'skadej. But you better be very careful. He said, b'frat b'yom kodesh kazeh. I mean, here you want to keep this minute. This is the day of Matan Torah. Don't muff up. Okay, be careful. The day of Matan Torah, don't you want to keep a minute to eat milchit. He says, b'frat b'yom kodesh kazeh shu Matan Torah zeno asos kinuach v'adoch ha'hete. Wash out your mouth. Make sure, especially today on Shavuos, Matan Torah zeno. Be careful, he said. And ula hafsik bebirchas hamozon. And he also says, make it a separate meal. Now, according to the Rambam, by the way, the whole idea is to have another piece of challah, because it commemorates the Shvei Alechem, you know, so. But he says, make sure to bench in the middle. And he writes, lahamtin shor, wait for an hour. We'll get back to that. Okay. Acharka hifros mapa acheres, put out another tablecloth, the arach hashulchan abosah, then set the table with flation. Okay? And he says, Remez, the Dover, Biration, Bikur, and Tori Beis, Mal Kecha, Mal Shavash, and Liba, Halei Vimo. Because both in Parshas Mishpatim and in Parshas Shavuot and Parshas Kisisa, the Pasuk, Rashis, Bikur, and Moscha, that's Shavuot, Haga Bikurim, is juxtaposed to the basucha. Okay, so that's what we do. Fine. She nizashli arba mishum iskadish b'zayyose kadosh yarol. So the Shulah is very careful about this. The Shulah of Avram in Siman on Shulah is only one Siman of the Shulah of on Shulah is in the Tav Tzadi Dalet. Back to the source of 32. So the Tav Tzadi Dalet. So cut and bog. The Shulah of Avram quotes those who say the ain tzarch lahasi brichas hamazon unless you eat hard cheese. We come back to. You don't have to be maksim brichas hamazon. Just take a matbach, a different tablecloth. The Mishnah Berurah also passed in the Tzayin his mekel. He says also, ain't tzarach lahasi brichas hamazon. You don't have to make the chilek and brichas hamazon. However, Moshe Feinstein writes in the Tshuva, the Gris Moshe Arachan Chelek Alasim Kuf Samach 34. He says, our minig is dafkin not to have the milk and inflation and Shavuos in the same meal. Masha'in a minig dafkin mesuda achas, mishmichol, vasar af mocha, lachal kodim, yei shein ochu mesuda achas, v'lachain lo rotzu lahanik shiyasu dafkin mesuda achas. V'gam yei shlachu shlapom yishkichu, v'elcha bosu tlamitz piklop, Lachain Yosef told little Lavorech Achar Achilas Acholah. Okay, he says you should, despite the coolers, he says better to make it a separate meal at the bench afterwards. That's the Moshe Feinstein. The Tshuva, they printed in 35. Malamed Lahola, David Zvi Hoffman, the German law, I think maybe more well known for his parish homage, scholarly. I think he had a PhD also. But the Tshuva is Malamed Lahol Chelik Beit, Tiridayas, Chav Gimel. He was asked the following question. Michosh, same question. Mishacho Sudah Machale Cholom, Barot Alecho Bosu, Tzorch Levar, Chilah Berchas Hamosin. Our question. You have to make Berchas Hamosin in between. He quotes those who say that it's enough just to remove the table, others say, do it in Berchas Hamosin. Anyway, he feels that, and he refers to a Zohar, and he says, Yesh Lahachim, because that Zohar that we mentioned yesterday, remember we mentioned yesterday, Ramah brings a sheet that you have to wait an hour after fleshing before milkings, and we wondered where in the world does that come from? There's no sheet that the whole came out. Okay, we have 6 hours, we had the Miri says 5 or 6 hours, we had the, who was it, someone else said Kisheshel, the Rashbo said Kisheshel is good. And we have figured out 3 hours, where that comes from. Where does 1 hour come from? And we have nothing, we have zero, as long as the Kinuach and Adokha, that's the Malatos, the Rakam, the Rav Yoh, the whatever else we mentioned, Malamar, we saw today also. But where does 1 hour come from? Nobody knew where 1 hour come from. So Bir Agro, it says it's from the Zohar. And Bir Agro here in our Siman Pei Tes of the Zohar, Mishpatim talks about not eating milk and flations together, not at the same meal, not in the same hour. It mentions hours, that's where you get an hour. But anyways, the Malam Behold refers to the Zohar as well. But since it says not the same meal, that's in both directions. The Zohar is not mechalik what's first, boss or cholah. The Zohar says you don't eat it within the same meal. So therefore, he says that there's a chumrah to make sure to bench. And he says there's room to be machra like this, but I'm not convinced it's only the Zohar, not the whole that way, and so on. Okay. The last thing I printed in this section is a tshuva from Rav Moshe Sternberg, Chelik Beis and Shin Sadi, and the tshuva is by Hoggers. How long do you have to wait? Halacha l'maisa. Sternberg is today in Eretz Yisrael, right? Nishalti, here is a question posed to him. Nikama anoshim kan, sheshosim lifnei hasuda kos kafe im chalav. Sometimes people like to have a cup of coffee. There's no guess, sometimes Shabbos morning, no? Sometimes Shabbos morning, people want to have a cup of coffee with milk, and then they're going to have the chant afterwards. Right? Some of the kiddush wants to have a cup of coffee, after Ashkomen or something. Wants to have a cup of coffee with a glass of milk, then he's going to inflate it. Okay, that's the shalah he was in. He wasn't asked about Shabbos per se, but Mishalti Mikama Roshim Khan should show him lifna suda kos cafe and call the to listen to his boss. Kamazman Trichama Hapti. Okay? So he says, well, the Shohar says you need right away, as long as your hands are clean, that's not going to be a problem. A cup of coffee according to some things that we saw. Okay? And then he says some say you need a bracha prona, fine, and a bracha prona. He quotes the Zohar that I mentioned before. And then he says maybe the Zohar is only eating, and it's not true about coffee and milk, and so on. Anyway, at the very end, his conclusion is that if he's there, nimtzu mikra dila ma'isim lur shachar shafilo ochol tavshul mizor shachol mutter miyad b'bos alach b'kinuach b'kitzah heite b'berech b'silik atz mekolom b'kol mokom amach mil ahamtin kishoa b'ach archiz tavshul mizor shachol b'kinuach b'zor kodesh kodesh yom alo. That's where the 1 hour comes from. The Shalom mentioned the 1 hour before, so it was much earlier, of course. Okay, that's where the 1 hour comes from in that direction also. In the same way, we had 1 hour between flesh and milk. And so some people, based on that same Zohar, that the Gaon refers to, do the same thing. You have milk, you know, should wait for an hour in between. And some people do that. Other people wait a half an hour. Other people wait a half an hour. Again, because we don't really follow the Zohar. Nobody follow. Most people don't follow the Zohar the kula the other way. So in fact, they make some sort of interruption. Takes a half an hour. That's what he talks about there. Okay, starting with source 37, there should be another demarcation if you're following the sheet. That should be Anav Gimel, section 3, Shita Samachniri. With all these things, there is a Shita from the Maram Rutenberg that the Mordechai quotes, the Beis Yosef quotes, the Mordechai here in Chulin, Rabbi's Tough Ration, Pei Zion, our parent, quotes the Tshuva Sarabenu Meir, that's the Maram Rutenberg. Okay? Somebody heard that he waits both. He waits 6 hours the other way also. Between Milchig and Fleishig, from Cholok to Bosser, he also waits. And somebody asked, Inshallah, don't you show us, I need no way, Shalom Lechol Bosser, Behemel Chaya Achar Grina. Okay, except I'm making my chicken, we'll get to that later. You may harfi, I used to be slow to say, Adam Shosin King. When I was younger, I heard that people had this home, I thought it was a joke. Make fun of it. You don't have to wait after Milchig before eating Fleishig. The other of Charlemar, I knew it made a kumaminus. I thought it was mamish api kursus, maltosif, it's not required. Ad shepam achas misidosu zosa motzosi gvina vein shinai. Until b'didi ha'uvda, says the Ramur, I once found, you know, 6 hours later, whatever, or an hour later, whatever it was, I found cheese taka in my mouth. I ended up eating the cheese together with fleshy. So therefore, gazarti lahachmer latzmi basa achgvina kemo gvina achar basa. So says the Rav Rutenberg, quoted by the Mordechai in Siman Shin Tassum Tov Reish Pei Zayin, that he had a kpeda even from Cholov to Bosa to wait, presumably means waited 6 hours. Aye, but isn't this a problem of, you know, Baltosim and so on adding on to the Gemara? He says, no, the Eimad of the Cholov Talmud, you're not adding, it's not Cholovosim Goreim, because after all, let's remember the Gemara we saw yesterday. What did Marukpa say? I'm not as firm as my father, right? I'm like vinegar. I, to my father, like vinegar to wine. I'm not. But the father was allowed to be machmer, and the father did more than Mikar did. We waited 6 hours. He waited 24 hours. Nobody shried. So says the Maram Rutenberg. You see, in this realm, a person can take on personal chumras, and it's not a problem. It's not the adding and so on and so forth. Okay, so that's what he. That's what he kind of here. Okay, the only thing is, he didn't apply this to chicken, just to be. The Beis Yosef back there, our Chaim Sim Kufay and Gimel also quotes this. He says, Yesh Machmir Atzmi Shalach Abos Achimim Suda Achas, based on the Zohar. Okay? There's some people don't eat at the same meal based on the Zohar. And he quotes the Mordechai, and he says at the end that, you know, had the Mordechai never saw the Zohar. Okay? It wasn't available, but it wasn't out, it wasn't printed, or he didn't have it. So he writes at the end, Vaha Vada Shuzal Lo Rob, the Sefer Azor. Afilo Hochay Machmir Atzmi Shumaisa Shahoya. He was Machmir because of a personal experience. The Zohar is machmer by Oph as well. And he said that had the Maram Rutenberg seen that the Zohar equates Oph with meat, he would have accepted the same chum upon himself from Tsar Oph also and waited. And the Beis Yosef concludes, we are the Swiss. We see the Zohar, but not lahachmer 6 hours, lahachmer the Zohar, 1 hour. So the Beis Yosef here said the Maram Rutenberg had a personal pay to wait 6 hours, fine. Between meat, between arena and meat, red meat, and nothing but chicken. And Beis Yosef says, well, based on the Zohar, we should wait for 1 hour, even after cheese or after milk, even for chicken. The Ramah here in our Siman, that's Yesh Machmirin Afilu Basa Achagvina. No, again, he says there is such a minute. Okay, there is such a minute. Provided it's a kolag vina kosher, if you're talking about a hard cheese, we get to momentarily. And some people are not make it as long as you wash out. He writes, Mina tov lahachmer. People should at least be machmer by hard cheese. That's how the Ramah brings. The Yesh Machmer. You're a grub. It's a kot yidal. I've said it. It's all based on this Zohar. It's interesting. The shock, it's a kot yid zayin. Says the Marshal did not like this chumr at all. He says, the Marshal, shom, it's a kot yid zayin. Kara tagar ala machmer. He didn't like this chumr one bit. Shu k'mon minos, it's not because's. And he says, I, the Maram Rutenberg, had a personal experience, and therefore he made a personal shock. It doesn't mean now that everybody has to follow him, right? Everyone has to follow him. He had a personal situation, so it doesn't mean now we all have to do it. If you have that situation, make a, you know, we have a pasuk. Pasuk says, "Shmartim es mishmarti." The Gemara in Yevamos Avalok says, Asu Mishmeres and Mishmarati. It's not just on Bezin. A person should make personal chumras too. A person pay this. That this is a situation. Amen, so I'm going to be careful. Doesn't mean everybody has to follow it. Doesn't mean that the Palmidim have to follow it. I think Rosh Hashanah once said that, you know, a lot of posts, a lot of the Dolly Torah have personal, called the Mishagats, not a bad way. They have personal Mishagats. Okay, a personal chumra, a personal Mishagats. Well, who's the Mishagats? The one who accepts everybody's Mishagats. I do follow his chumra, his, all of his. Everybody has their funny things that they're mocking on because of personal reasons. Like Tom Hakamos, you know, some hidden reason a person has a favor. Anyway, so that's what the Marashal said here. Interestingly enough, the Ben Ish Chai, Yosef Chaim of Baghdad, very important, Sfari Posek, it's verse 42, the Ben Ish Chai, he has 2 years worth of Russian based on Parsha Shavua. Halacha is not connected to Parsha Shavua necessarily. It goes to Halacha, so in Shana Shliya, Parsha Shlach, as well, 42, the Ben Ish Chai writes, he says, even though there's no real reason to wait, the minig is to wait a little bit, at least, between milk and inflation as well, from meat, from dairy to meat. The Yesh Nog Lishol Shah Achaz, some wait 1 hour. And listen to this, the Yesh is showing Shalom Shos. There's another source for 3 hours, just the other direction. The Ben Ish Chai, unexpected place to have 3 hours brought up, far from a Yekin. But anyway, he brings up Shalom Shos. He says, Harbeg Do Yisrael, another Achaz Shisha Shos. Despite the Marshal's objection, he says he quotes Harbe Gedolim. I don't know, the Marshal, the Shah quotes Tana, was a private Kummer from the Maram Rutenberg himself, but the Ben Ish Chai quotes it. Harbe Gedolim saw Nogalach Mashisha shows. And he quotes like that from the Chidot, and he writes, again, a very major, another major Sfari Posek, the major Sfari Posek, the after the Makabar. Upo, Irenu Baghdad, but here, the Ben Ish Chai writes, in Baghdad, and after Lauren came, we passed in this way, Imhoya Gwina Koshe. Hard cheese and so on, we wait 6 hours. And he says, if not, then we wait 1 hour. And then he says, maybe it depends how aged the cheese is. He said, it goes by 1 hour per how many months old the cheese is, because we're going to see shortly, the aged cheese is aged 6 hours. He said, okay, so it's 1 month old, it's cheese is aged 6 months. Yeah, cheese is aged 6 months, we wait 6 hours, we'll see in a second. So he says, okay, if the cheese is aged 1 month, we wait 1 hour. He said, Shnecha dosh ramtim stay shows and so on. And he does quote our Avagon of Eliyahu Mani, again another important Sfari Posek from Yerushalayim, says, "Hey, the Amen Hagavir Kol Shalayim, you want to see Kamal Hamtir Achavir Klum." The Amen it was not to, but Minhagavir Arizal and Machmir Yosef. Okay, so different Minhagim about waiting after cheese. Yeah.
Would that extend past 6 months?
I don't think people that don't know. I don't know. Today, I guess they do age cheese one, but maybe I don't know. The next thing after Shavuot 42 of your marking on the sheets is on a dollar, Gvina Kashe. Okay, so hard cheese. We just saw a few people bring up the question of hard cheese. So the Shachetz, the Tezvog, defines hard cheese that it's 6 months. So the Tezvog, what is hard cheese? There are more quotes about. Then Astami, the Yishana Vav Chadoshim, Hashiva Kashe. Cheese is aged 6 months. Okay? Taz adds something else. He says, it has worms, you know, whatever. It's so old that it has things coming out, which I guess you get rid of, but the cheese itself is where those are like a smelly cheese. So, but at the end of that taz, because in this comment, it's a Kot Dalit, he says that the Chumrah of Rina Ben Ashinaim doesn't apply, he says, because after six hours, because there's no limud like we had by Bosser. I said earlier, right? There's no special there's a kosher of Bosser and Ben Shnei. Anyway, that's the Taz. The Chochmah Zodim also called them Sifu Gimel 45. Oda and Nogin. The Hachmish Shafil Machol Bina Kosher behind Hashem in Tulas. Oh, she Yishana Shisha Hadoshim. You wait and shouldn't be Mekel on this. Racha Shulchan Sifu Aleph quotes his Chumer as well. He mentioned some examples, at least in German. Okay, so look at 46. Arfa Shulchan Siman Pei Zayin Pei Tes right here. Sif Yud Aleph. Avor Ben Aramah Kasev Yesh Machmirin Afilu Bosar Chagvina. Vechei Noagin Shekol Shagvina Kasha. Ein Ochan Afar Afilu Bosar. Oh, nothing. Okay, we wait 6 hours. He says Tov Lachmir Vekasu Achronin Vechol Shagvina Yishisha Chadosh Mikke Kasha Vechein Gvinos Mitzulal Shekorin Valachse Chiketz. Ketz is cheese. Ketz is cheese. Okay. Oh, Schweizer Käse, the Swiss cheese in England, right? Schweizer, Swiss. Schweizer Käse. Oh, Hollander Käse, Dutch cheese. apparently we eat certain types of yesh, but harbe shamdunis. These cheese have a lot of grease, I guess, patty, a lot of stuff. Okay. Atam nimsha harbe, the flavor lingers. You eat certain types of cheeses, you have bad breath for a long time, right? The Limburger cheese or whatever. Certain types of cheeses. So there's a lot of discussion today. He, by the way, rejects the ties of the Boss of Ben Shanai. He said it applies to Gvina Ben Shanai too. He says, Chalila to accept it. He says, the ties, it's interesting swar, but we don't accept the halacha. So we do wait 6 hours and so on. The Mishnah Berurah also, in that Siman on Shavuos, in Siman Tov Tzadik Dal, or Chaim Os Tesvav, and the Shara Tzion, writes, Imochel Gvina Kosher, Tzor, Bahafsi, Grichas Hamozom, and Beyam Tim Shesh Shows. But a lot of discussion, the assumption is, in most kashrus agencies here in America today, assume that American-made cheeses are generally not considered hard cheeses, not aged. Swiss cheese, maybe. Okay. Also, there's a lot of discussion about Parmesan cheese. Now, that's no good. A pizza. Okay. So they said that Yasha was machne. After pizza, you have to wait 6 hours. That's a, just a kumar.
They put Parmesan. Like, as they put Parmesan into the pizza.
Parmesan is put on cheese. Now, there is a cooler. Some Achronim, the Yehud and others, that if it's melted, okay, if it's melted, then all bets are off, then it's not, it doesn't have that status. There's a chef called Yad Yehud, another Achronim say it. I think that that's generally a lot on here. But the question is, what about Parmesan cheese? You can get Parmesan cheese, something. Again, it's no gay lamaisa. People put it on salads, right? A lot of times people, you have, especially Parmesan cheese, you have flakes, what do they call it? Ground, you know, Parmesan, ground up, right? My wife has it, you have it in the fridge, and you pour on the salad, making a milk thing. You want to have salad with cheese, they pour it out, it's late. So, that's a further question. I thought, but then when I talked to the postman, I thought that that cooler melted, and the same thing, it's so small, you don't have to eat so much of it, it's with the salad. So some will make it like that, but others are not. So, I think they're probably, Swiss or cheddar, again, I think the more common accepted view is that if it's melted, perhaps even if it's ground up, there's room to be makel. I think with pizza, despite the Yasha's home, I think most people are not knowing like that, I think. Okay, with the melted Parmesan cheese, yeah.
I mean, if you eat it while melted, or if it was once melted?
That's a further question. What I think the most people talk about, too, what it was melted, he talks about, I think, again, someone I saw talking about it. It was melted, and then it hardened again. And then it hardened again. I'm not sure. Okay, the last thing I wanted to mention is tangential to finish up today in this inyan. As I mentioned, Be'ez Hashem, on Thursday, I'm going to do a review of addition to Siman Pei Zayin. We'll finish Pei Tes Pesach on Sunday.
No,
you know what?
That we think about it here.
Okay, I just want to finish up a couple of last things here. It's really relevant to this subject. In both directions. A little piece of lumbus interpretation of our salvation. Now, Tosus, on the Kut Dal Rebeis, that same Tosus we discussed with a couple of points, we don't ask for oath. Tosus says, the Ha'olam Nogu, listen to this, Shalom Lecho Gvina, Afar Bosar Kval, Lafilo Afar Oath. Okay? We discussed a little bit chicken, right? So he said, the belt is no egg, not deep meat at all, even after oath. Okay? I the Afar Gavutani Agra Oafu Gvina Necholam Bafikoran, but we saw the Gemara today, that you can eat cheese, about the karmi, you know, loosely, you don't have to worry about taking, it sounds like you can eat them together, the mashma of tchila, even of the first. Dilma, maybe that's mishum the sovar b'sar of b'chol of lav d'oraisa. Maybe that's because he holds that chicken and dairy is not d'oraisa. But, says Tosu, the little kamo nafi, we don't pass them like that. You remember, we discussed, remember, on the Mishnah, this is, I referred that to the phantom shita, remember? The Yad HaMachlokas of Kibbe Yosef Glili, and the Sita of Tosin, there's a Tanakama. I mentioned this, I found one Tana Mechut that holds like that, that holds that it can be the Raisa. So that's what Tosin assumes the Halacha. So Tosin is saying, we're not knowing like that. He says, where are the words? We lo kama. Okay, we don't pass it like that. And therefore, we don't follow this Kula of Oath and Greena either. We are kosher, bright, and out of command. He can go say, "Glili, off of Chachilas, or Levashim, or Lechol Zekzeh." You don't want to come on. But he says this ruling of Agra anyway is difficult because why? He says, if he holds that Gvios HaGlili, Gvios HaGlili says, Sarof, you can even cook with it. There's no dinner possible at all. I'm sorry. Remember we said, even Gemara says that in the town of Gvios HaGlili, they ate cooked it like that. Why did he mention Chayva had the Ofen? The Dolch Lach Amidah Kibay Shama and so on. So he says, maybe he says the Mikiyah, maybe it is like that, it doesn't mention Kvetches, why wouldn't mention Chayva? But he says, Tom the Forest, Tom the Agnes from the Ofen and Nidbach with a diamond, Shinaim of Hanichim. Listen carefully. The Tosis is based on two premises. Okay? This Tosis is based on two premises. The Gemara says in Agra that all the Hachokos Kinuch HaZachah doesn't apply to Ofa HaKvina. Okay, but we said we pass them Sar Ofa HaKvina's Doraisa. Now that, again, implies two things. Number one, that Sar Ofa is Taka Doraisa. Number two, that the Kulas and so on are based on the fact that it's only Darabana. But Rabbi Natan says at the end, that's Rabbi Natan's point, Rabbi Natan says, maybe no. Maybe even if you hold Sarof is Doraisa, will still be mechalik between Oth and Chaya, because what I mentioned earlier, it's a Metzias question. It's a Metzias question. Bisar Chaya is greasy, it's fatty, it's more like regular meat than Bisar Oth is. But anyway, what comes out from Tosis is that it's mutter, apparently, strictly speaking, to eat poultry, the Oth, after the Grina, okay, even without Kinuch Hadoch. Even without Kinuch Hadoch. Okay? But to eat it, to eat cheese after, but to eat it without, but to eat the cheese the other way around, to eat cheese after chicken, that's also like meat. So it's kind of split it in a way. That's what comes out from Tosis. So I'll say it again. It's mutter to eat oaf after poultry, to chicken after cheese, even without kinuach haladoch. In that sense, we don't treat oaf like what? Like regular boss. We don't need kinuach haladoch. However, the other way around, to eat grina after oaf, then we do treat oaf like bizarre behema, and we don't allow it. Okay? Now, Tosis seems to say, however, that strictly speaking, it would be mutter, it would actually be mutter to eat it. Even to eat meat, to eat cheese after oaf should also be mutter, but kind of a olam nagu. Strictly speaking, will be mutter. The Rambam doesn't seem to say that way. Okay, the Rambam we saw, again, the Hilchos Machlos Asuris, Perek Tes. So the Rambam, first of all, tells us, we've seen this already a few times, the Rambam tells us what, Elok HaChof. Also, the halos of Ophim bin al Shulchan, Shulchan, Zerish, Mehergal Avera, Shemiochal, Zain Zafim, Shulchan, also the very sofa. Even though over to Rabbana, it's all the chumras, we don't put it on the same table. Right? That was the Rambam there. And halacha chavav, mishachal gvinah, chalav tchila mutu lechal achavos v'yad, v'tzorach sheadiyach yadav, and so on. Okay? But he writes in Simchot v'chazam, medvar mu, b'sar b'chem b'em al-chaya. Halacha b'sar of, acha shach minah, then it's mutter without kinokim nadach at all. But, chavches, mincha shachal, b'sar b'tchila, okay, any type of meat, even b'sar b'em or b'sar of, then lo yochal achav chol about sheyishav b'neim kedei sheyusud acheres u'moshe shows and so on. So it sounds like the Rambam really is mechalik, in which depends on which direction you're going as to how we treat oaf. But the basic question is, do we treat oaf like basa or not? Okay, so Tosis seems to hold that strictly speaking, oaf is not called for this purpose. Okay, to eat them together is for sure not allowed. Okay, but as far as waiting is concerned, doesn't matter which direction. As far as waiting at a certain period of time, again, clearly, the Rabbanan, you can't eat oaf and chalav together, oaf and cheese together, obviously. But as far as this din of waiting a certain amount of time, in either direction, the Tosis says, strictly speaking, you should not have to wait either direction. But as far as the olam is knowing, the tikkun ha-machmir, after oaf is to wait for cheese, but not the other way. Okay, that's what Tosis comes down. But the Rambam is clearly not that way. The Rambam is saying that no, in terms of after Sar Oaf, he said it lumps it together. I'll read it again. Halacha Chavkes. Misha Achol Basar B'tchila, Bein Basar Behema, Bein Basar Oaf, Lo Yochal Achol Chalavad Shisha B'nein Shkadei Shir, so the Acher, it's a Kmoshen Shos. Yipnei Ha Basar Shem B'nein Shayim, Shein Osar B'kinoach. Right? The Rambam lumps them together. Okay, so the Rambam is sort of like, Rambam is Mechalik, between, which direction you go. So Rav Soloveitchik explained the following. He says, we know, the background is like this, is what? We know that we cook basar and cholov together. So now the result, chaticha nasa tevela, you now have a chefza of iser. We discussed it earlier. Chenu chefza basar and cholov. I actually alluded to this earlier, but a chefza of iser, basar and cholov. Okay. What about oaf with cholov? Okay. Is oaf with cholov also a chefza of iser on a drabbana level? Or do we call oaf and cholov a chefza of iser on a drabbana level? Is that what it is? Okay. Or do we say that no, there's an Isser Gavra. There's no Chefts of Isser here. They created Chefts of Isser here. There's an Isser on the Gavra. Okay, it's sort of like a Harchaka. It's like a Harchaka. Don't eat this, because you may come to eat a Chefts of Isser. It doesn't become a Chefts of Isser. It's not a Chefts of Isser. On a rabbinic level, there's a Chefts, there's an Isser, it is Isser Gavra. Okay? So he said, if you look carefully in the Rambam, the Rambam seems to split. He says there are different Xeris Rabbanon here. Okay? The Isser to eat cheese after meat, okay, that's because of the Basa Shemen HaShinayim. What are we afraid of? Think it through. The Basa Shemen HaShinayim is going to be eaten and tasted and digested, whatever it is, with the cheese or with the challah that you're now consuming. Okay? In other words, you're going to have now a what? A Chefetz of Isser. Right? That's the concern. You have a Chefetz of Isser. And therefore, since the Rambam is not mechalik in halacha chav ches, he says mishachol basar betchila bein basar behema bein basar ov lo yochar acham chol acholot achiyish and so on, because they have basar shomer shinayim. So what's the concern there? The concern is it's a chepta shalisser. With oaf, it's a chepta shalisser drabbana, but it's a chepta shalisser. Okay, it's not a chokam egay. We treat oaf like basar. Finished. Right? That's the Rambam. It becomes a chepta shalisser. All right, you say basar mishnayim, and you're going to swallow a chepta shalisser. And on the rabbanon level, that's the same thing. However, as far as the isser of eating basar after vina, that direction, okay, there the Rambam says that's a harchaka. Okay, that's a harchaka, and it's mishach of vina, so on. Okay, achalav tchila mutolech halacha basar biyad. Okay. The idea of kinuach and so on and so forth, kinuach and adocha, not having basar achagrina, that's our chokka. Why? Because which we spoke about at the beginning of the shiur. With cheese, you don't have the flavor. It's not a chefta shalisser. We're not worried about a chefta shalisser. So therefore, says the Rav, that's why they weren't going to Rav, that's why they weren't goes there, that on oath. They weren't, Chazal weren't go, that our chokka didn't apply. That's why the Rav Mechalik, and he says, in Chavzayim, v'med, ravur, b'sar, v'em, achayim. On achol b'sar oaf achol shochvina or acholav achol no acholav ain't no tzorach lo kinuach apevel only those sedayim, because they weren't. If it's a chepta shalisser, so then it's such a thing as chepta shalisser drabbana. But since the Rav said this is only the category of a harchaka, in our harchaka there's room to be there's room to say they didn't extend this harchaka to something that's already drabbana. Harchaka and drabbana, it's already a jump. That's how the Rav explained it. And he said, let's finish up. He said, However, according to Tosus, okay, could be the Tosus learned, no. Even eating gvina achar basar is also harchaka. The Tosus may say everything's harchaka. Okay, even eating cheese after red meat, that's also harchaka, not a chepta shalisser issue. For whatever the reason, maybe because, whatever Tosus will say, cheese is different than we discussed earlier. The Tosus will hold, perhaps, that even when it comes to eating basar after gvina achar basar, that's also harchaka, okay? And therefore, they didn't, strictly speaking, extend that to oaf. The minig is rumachim, they didn't extend that to oaf either. The Rav said, it may be a little bit a riot to wrap up, that Rashi, the Rashi we had yesterday, remember the Rashi said, Rashi in the Mishnah, kuf dal beis, no maso oaf. What did Rashi say? What was the concern about having it at the table again? Not like the Ran says, you'll eat them together. Remember we had the whole Rashash just now, right? Not like you'll eat them together. But what's going to happen? Some of the cheese crumbs will spill onto the meat, and then what? Then you'll eat it. So what is that? That's going to create a chepta shalisser will be created. That's, he said, it looks like Rashi says the concern on the Rabbanon level is a chepta shalisser. But as far as waiting after they have the gvina, waiting to have oaf, waiting to have basar, that's only our chokka to start with, and therefore our chokka didn't extend to oaf. And the Rav then added, this will finish, this also may be at the root of the machlokas regarding the period of time to wait on the circle we saw yesterday between Basar and Cholah. Okay? According to Tosfos, right, and those Ashkenazic we've shown, you don't have to wait at all. You don't have to wait at all. There's no 6 hours, nothing. You don't have to wait. All you need is, or maybe the Zohar, an hour, but no, you don't have to wait at all. Why? Because they hold that this whole thing is only a harchaka. So as long as there is some, shall we call it a halachic separation, you're benched, okay, it says a kinuach hadachah, those who require it, siluk suda, something, so now the harchaka has been taken care of. Right? It's not a mitzias question with this flavor. It was a harchaka, they're afraid, okay, that bosu chol together, even b'sar behema. It's enough to have a halachic separation. We'll call that Birchas Avos or Siluk Suda. But according to the Rambam, that the concern, at least in that direction, is of meat and milk together, is a Chefetz Shel Iser question. Chefetz Shel Iser, so that requires something more than just making a small separation. If you're creating a Chefetz of Iser, that's his concern. The buster is between your teeth, and it's getting mixed up, and now you create a Chefetz Shel Iser. So having a little benching between, it's not going to solve the problem, right? You have to solve the problem in a way that it won't be a Chefetz Shel Iser. And how's that? Wait for 6 hours. It's been digested, it's broken down, whatever. It's no longer called buster. So Mavela, now you can. But before then, you can't. So the Rav had this yisod. I think it's a very interesting yisod of what the nature of these dinim are. Is it a din of creation of Chefetz Shel Iser, or is it a din of harchaka? And nafkamina both in terms of the direction of called the buster, called like you said, post the Ramah. And perhaps I would suggest that even that's at the core of the machlokes of there, is there a need for a significant time period, even from Basar v'Cholah? Basar v'Cholah, according to the Tosfos, not perhaps not. Ashkenazi Mishnah, perhaps not, because all things are harchaka. The harchaka can be eliminated by some sort of halachic separation. Not eliminated, the harchaka can be addressed by some kind of halachic separation. Hashem came to the Rambam, the court by creating a Chefetz Shel Iser. So then you have to have a passage of time to take care of that, so it's no longer be called the Chefetz Shel Iser. Okay. I just want to mention, that's Hashem, my wife myself, I tend to invite all the Talmidim, those who have wives, to come one night of Chanukah to our home. I live in Teaneck, not that far from here in the evening. It's about a 15-minute drive, not more. They're just waiting to hear when the Yeshiva's Chagigah is. I told the Yeshiva's Chagigah is Tuesday night, right? That's the SLY Yeshiva Chagigah is Tuesday night. Or could look at that. So I'd like to invite them, we went to have a chas on a Monday night. Give a shiur on Thursday night, so it's planned for Wednesday night. We will make it. I'll talk more about it. Send that email, maybe back and so on. But if you pencil that in, or mentally make a note, I guess probably around 8 o'clock or something. It's kind of good. Again, these houses aren't ready. So talk more about it. I'll give that back.
Yes, correct.